This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And here's what I discovered. You can't walk in two directions at the same time. You can't walk in two directions at the same time. And that's true spiritually, because some of you tried it and you know it doesn't work. Some of you have tried to walk in two directions at the same time, where you tried to go one way and yet your heart was pulled in another direction. You possibly were doing what people in the Old Testament were doing. It says this, they worship God while they serve their idols. What a statement. They worship God, but they serve their idols. Waiting for a driver's license at a Bureau of Motor Vehicles one time, everyone had to watch a 5-minute video on safety on the highway, and the video was about train safety. And the video pointed out that more people lose their lives every year in Ohio to accidents at a train crossing than lose their lives in plane crashes. And I was struck by that. You mean more people are killed every year because of something that happens at a train crossing? And they said, yes. And the reason was this. Two reasons. People don't look, and people don't listen. People don't look, and people don't listen. We're going to read a passage of scripture from the book of Jeremiah today, where God says one of the saddest things about his people, they don't pay attention. And they don't listen. They don't pay attention and they don't listen. Chapter 35, verse 12 says this, then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah saying, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel says, go and tell the men of Judah and the people of Jerusalem, will you not learn a lesson and obey my words, declares the Lord? Jonadab, son of Rechab, ordered his sons not to drink wine. And this command has been kept, and I'll add parenthetically, it was kept for 250 years because old granddad said, this family's not going to drink wine. To this day, they do not drink wine because they obey their forefathers' command. But I have spoken to you again and again, yet you have not obeyed me. Again and again, I sent all my servants, the prophets, to you. They said, each of you must turn from your wicked ways and reform your actions. Don't follow other gods to serve them. Then you will live in the land I have given to you and your fathers. But you have not paid attention or listened to me. Underline that if you do in your Bible. One of the saddest statements in the Bible. But you have not paid attention or listened to me. Don't raise your hands, but some of you have had this experience in your marriage, where you said something to your spouse and they pretended not to hear you. Some of you are smiling. What does that mean? Well, I don't know. Some of you know exactly what I mean. When you spoke to one of your children and they pretended not to hear you. You spoke to a coworker and they pretended not to hear you. You spoke to one of your neighbors. You spoke to someone at the mall and they pretended they didn't see you or they pretended not to hear you. You know what? You can get away with that in life time after time. But would you decide today, I'm not going to do that with the Lord God Almighty? Well, this is an important message from Jeremiah 35. It's actually a part of the mini-series within the Jeremiah sermon series, looking at the word covenant. We're in a covenant relationship with the Lord God Almighty. You know what part of the covenant is? Listening to Him. You know what part of the covenant is? Watching what He's doing in your life and what He has done in your life. Our website is crosshope.org. You know what? You can get away with that in life time after time. But would you decide today, I'm not going to do that with the Lord God Almighty? Because that is exactly what God says His people did. They paid no attention, nor would they listen to me. If it bothered you to have you speak to someone and they didn't respond, how do you imagine the Lord feels millions of times over people who do not respond to the Word of God. God is speaking to this country. I really believe that, but people aren't listening. God is calling out to this nation, but people by the thousands and tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, and yes, I would say even millions. God's speaking, but people do not respond. People turn a deaf ear. Some of you are familiar with Oswald Chambers, who wrote the most famous devotional book ever written, My Utmost for His Highest. If you've never read it, you need to go through 1 year reading a page a day of Oswald Chambers. It'll change your life. He says this, we don't conscientiously and deliberately disobey God. We simply don't listen to Him. What a statement. We don't conscientiously and deliberately disobey God. We simply don't listen to Him. God has given His commands to us, but we pay little or no attention to them. Not necessarily because of willful disobedience, but because we don't truly love and respect Him. Here's a thought. Refusing to hear someone is an act of disrespect. If your wife or your husband speaks to you and you just tune them out and say, I'm not going to answer, that's an act of disrespect. I think most counselors would say that. What do you call it when it's with the Lord? When week after week, month after month, year after year, the Lord speaks to us through His Word, and I believe that with all my heart. And we say, yeah, that was nice, and we go live our life as we always have, same old, with a total disregard for the Lord, just like God's people did. Now, there's a fascinating story here within the story, and it's about a man named Jonadab who lived 250 years earlier before Jeremiah wrote this. And he's the head of a clan. He's not the head of a tribe, but a clan. He gives the order to his family, two things. We're not going to live in houses. We're going to live in tents. And so because grandfather said, we're going to live in tents, the whole family did that for 250 years. They were homeschoolers. No, that was a joke. I'm just saying that. I just added that. They lived in tents, and he gave the order that they were not to drink wine, and for 250 years, the people honored that. And yet, here's the irony. Jeremiah says, but you don't obey the Lord. But you obey your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather and what he said 250 years ago, and you follow his law, but you don't obey the Lord. You know what? That's a lesson above putting tradition above the Word of God. Do people do that all the time? Do churches do that all the time? Where a man-made tradition outranks the very Word of God. It can happen to any church. It can happen to any group. It can happen to a family where we do things, we don't know why we do it, but that's the tradition. And here you had a family tradition that was given more honor and more credence than the Word of God. Don't ever get to the place in your life where what man wants outranks what God says. Well, is it possible you see some of that in your own life, in your own family, or even in your own church, congregation? Sometimes what we decide to do outranks the very Word of God. Look at your life and see if that's the case. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. Never get to the place in your life where what man wants outranks what God says. You know, I mean this seriously when I say this. I really believe that I have no authority whatsoever on my own. I have nothing intrinsic, inherent in me that you should pay attention to anything I say. But when I get up and I read this book, I do believe in delegated authority. And when I share from Jeremiah that says this, this is what the Lord says, I really think that's what it means. This is what the Lord says. And God speaks every Sunday, every time we open up this book, not because I have something to say, but because the Word of God has something to say. British novelist David Lynch, in the introduction to one of his books, tells where he was on November 22nd, 1963, if most of you that are old enough to remember those days when President Kennedy was assassinated, instantly you can recall where you were. David Lynch said that he was in a theater in London, and the time difference between Dallas, Texas, And London, England is 6 to 8 hours, 6, 7, 8 hours difference. So President Kennedy was shot in early afternoon. So at about 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night, David Lynch said he was in a theater in London watching a play that he produced, he wrote. In the play that he wrote, there was a character who was supposed to be nonchalant, not paying attention to anything else going on in this particular scene. And he was instructed by the director to carry a real transistor radio. And the instruction was just turn on the transistor radio every night at that designated point. And it doesn't matter if music's playing, it's a sports event, doesn't matter. News, just hold it up to your ear like you're not paying attention to what's going on stage, but you're off to the side listening to the program. Well, you know what happened. On November 22nd, he turns on his radio and the entire audience hears, we interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin from the United States. President Kennedy has just been shot in Dallas, Texas. And David Lynch said people just started getting up one by one and just walking out of the theater. And he describes what happened in that moment. He said reality had interrupted the stage comedy. Reality had interrupted stage comedy. I'd like to think that every Sunday that there's somebody here that reality interrupts your life. And you hear something for the first time that you feel God is speaking to you and not the person next to you, not somebody in front of you or behind you, but you. And I've been there because I've been in sermons where someone else is speaking and I felt God was speaking just to me. I know it happens. I know that it happens. I want to do just a couple of comments on some verses. Let's bring up verse 15, if we could. Verse 15. Again and again, I sent all my servants, the prophets, to you. They said, each of you must turn from your wicked ways and reform your actions. That's repentance. That's what repentance is, turning. Do not follow other gods to serve them. Then you will live in the land I have given to you and your fathers, but you have not paid attention or listened to me. I have no idea what God is going to say when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ. You know, 2 Corinthians 5 says we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. I read that at every funeral. Why? People need to hear that. You know, people talk about a lot of things at funerals, but one thing I want people to know that 2 Corinthians 5:10 says we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account. Now, what I'm saying is this, I have no idea how that conversation's going to go, but I can't imagine anything sadder than for the Lord to look at you or look at me and say, you didn't pay attention to my word. You didn't listen to me. And you were given opportunity after opportunity, but you didn't listen. Now then, today and tomorrow, the two final portions of our message from Jeremiah 35 on God's people not listening. Not paying attention to the Lord, because that's what the Lord says about his own people. You know, I can't imagine on Judgment Day for the Lord to speak to you or to me, either one, and say, you know, you didn't listen. You didn't pay attention to my word. And when you heard the word of God proclaimed, you didn't pay attention. I can't think of something sadder to say to us than that. And yet, that was the reality with his people thousands of years ago in Jeremiah 35, and I think it's the reality in 2018. Listen as we conclude this message today and tomorrow on CrossHope. That's crosshope.org. Now, what I'm saying is this. I have no idea how that conversation's going to go, but I can't imagine anything sadder than for the Lord to look at you or look at me and say, you didn't pay attention to my word. You didn't listen to me. And you were given opportunity after opportunity, but you didn't listen. And let's bring up verse 17. Therefore, this is what the Lord God Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Listen, I'm going to bring on Judah and on everyone living in Jerusalem every disaster I pronounced against them. I spoke to them, but they did not listen. I called to them, but they did not answer. I want to close with just a couple of quick stories. I have a lot of stories in my files that are humorous, some that are tearjerkers, I call them, that are very convicting, but, you know, real stories of things that have happened. But I've got a few stories that I think I put under the unusual classification. This is one out of the unusual file. Man's name is James Otis. He lived in Austin, Texas for a while he was a student at UT, at the University of Texas. Because of a class he was teaching, he decided to not speak or say a word on Sundays. And he said for over 3 years, he honored his policy that he would not speak to anyone. He wouldn't say a word. He carried a 3x5 card that said, "I do not speak on Sundays. Please respect my wishes." And it may be a little over the top, but that's what he did. He had to fly sometimes on Sunday. He'd go to the airport and they would say, "You know, do you want an aisle seat or window seat?" He would hand the card and he said it would rattle the gate agent so much. They said, "Well, we'll upgrade you to first class. We'll give you a better seat." And he said all kinds of things like that happened. Cab drivers were chatty. Policemen were friendly to him when he would hand him the card because they thought he was either deaf or religious. It was some religious thing. It was neither. He just chose not to speak. One of the funniest things he said is he went out on a first date with a girl and he said he handed her the card and she talked the whole time. He said, come to think of it, it wasn't much different than other dates. He just sat there and listened. But here's what he writes about not speaking on Sundays. He says this: silence is powerful. Silence is peaceful. And silence is simple. It's also wild and a little scary. It's a little wild and a little scary. Here's what I want to suggest to you. I'm not suggesting that you stop speaking on Sundays. But I am going to be bold and brazen enough to ask you to start listening. And I'm not just talking about physically opening your ears to hear words come out of somebody's mouth. I'm talking about you listening where listening really takes place, in the heart. And where you start listening in a way you've never listened before. And God will speak to you. Well, I'm going to ask you to make every effort to hear the final program tomorrow on Cross Hope. If there's ever a program you missed hearing, you know you can go to our website, crosshope.org, and listen to this program or any program you may have missed on crosshope.org. One year, Annie and I took in an exchange student from Finland, and she lived with us for a year. But right before that or right after that, I don't even remember the circumstances, there were two students from Germany, from East Germany, from Dresden, who lived with us for just a week. Every day, stayed at our home, and it was a young lady and a young man, and she spoke English quite well. But he spoke very little English, and I literally had to rely on 2 years of high school German that I took to communicate with him. Our daughter was a German major in high school and college, and she taught at the University of Texas for one semester, so she was pretty fluent in German at the time. And I told Elizabeth, I said, "You know, Elizabeth, the craziest thing is I can't talk to him too well. I can't say much to him, but when we're in the car together, I can pretty much understand what he's trying to tell me. I can figure things out, and I can take words and piece them together." And I was telling Elizabeth, why is it that I can understand, but yet I can't talk back to him, but I get what he's talking about? And she said, "Dad, that's called passive language skills." I said, "What does that mean?" "It means you know enough German that you have a sense of what people are trying to say to you, even though you can't communicate too well back, but you get an understanding, and you understand it's called passive language skills." You know, I thought about that statement many times. There are people here today that have some passive spiritual skills. And you come here on Sunday morning and you can't explain it. You can't quantify it. You can't define it. But you feel God's talking to you. And there's something going on in your heart and your spirit, and you don't know what to describe it. You're almost embarrassed about it. But somehow, week after week, you feel the Lord God Almighty speaking to your heart and speaking to your spirit. I call it the Spirit of God translated through His Word coming into your heart. If the Holy Spirit inspired the writing of this book, it makes sense to me that He speaks to you and He speaks to me every time we open this book. Two reasons why people have accidents at train crossings: they don't look and they don't listen. They don't look and they don't listen. May it never be said of you that you were a person who didn't listen to the Lord. You didn't look. You didn't care. But you were a man or woman who was open to what the Lord was doing. You were open to what the Lord wanted to say to you. And you come away every Sunday with this attitude. And I shared this in the second service. I want to share it with you as I close. I honestly believe, and I'm naive enough to believe, that when you park your car on Sunday morning in the parking lot, and you're walking down the slope coming into the front door, that if you were to say to yourself in a prayer, God, would you speak to me today? I am naive enough to believe that God would say, yeah, I will. I will. Why? Because you're open. God speaks to men who are open. God speaks to women who are open. God speaks to young people who say, Lord, I'm open. Talk to me. Talk to me. He will. He will. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, thank you for your word today. Thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for opening up our hearts and minds in every service. I'm so thankful that I can get up and not say, here's what I have to say. I can get up and say, this is what the Lord says. This is what the Lord says, because that's exactly the word of Jeremiah. This is what God says. We don't listen, and we do not pay attention to you. Lord, speak to people today. Whatever needs they have, speak to their hearts, their lives right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my friend, is it possible the Lord is speaking to you right now about your relationship to the living God through his Son, Jesus Christ? That's our prayer. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.